You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Welcome, welcome. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another wonderful, amazing episode this Tuesday evening on the radio station 620 on your AM dial. If you're listening in via call-in on the internet, streaming live all around the world, thank you, thank you. Love to always hear where everyone is calling in from. Love getting your questions. When I give you my email address, make sure you send us an email. Tell us where you're calling in from, what your favorite part of the radio show is, what you enjoy listening to. Tell us what you want to hear. We shall do our best to accommodate all of your wishes regarding this food show, of course. Anyway, it's a wonderful, amazing night. I actually am right now, as I should be, at a wedding at the sands of Atlantic Beach. This was recorded a little while ago. One of my wife's sister-in-law is getting married tonight. Mazel tov to Miriam David and the entire David family. Looking forward to dancing and having a beautiful simcha tonight at the sands of Atlantic Beach. They rock it out over there. Love the guys at the Sands of Atlantic Beach. Bobby, the general manager, is amazing. Junior, one of the head managers there, does a great, great job. And of course, Mr. Yaknowitz himself, the owner of the Sands. Always a pleasure seeing you, schmoozing with you. And you really do such a chesed to the local Five Towns community of having such an amazing venue to do simchas and always celebrate in the Five Towns South Shore of Long Island area. Thank you so much. We are Team Kosher Guru. This is Kosher Guru. My CEO, David Mossberg. CFO, Duvi Weider, who's actually just coming back from an amazing trip he had down in Orlando, which I can't wait to hear all about his foodie tours and extravaganzas. And of course, Spielberg, Yossi Axelrod, and the newest addition to Team Kosher Guru, Avi Lang. Avi Lang is heading up our website division as we have redone our website, rebranded, recreated, and rocking out our website with many great new recipes, blogs, posts. He is putting together our weekly newsletter that's going out to over 30,000 people. If you want to be part of that, always please make sure to go to our website, visit it, log on, and enter your email address to be part of our newsletter and email blast, which would be very, very nice. Also, that is, of course, our Team Kosher Guru. What does Kosher Guru do? Who is Kosher Guru? What is this Kosher Guru? I get these questions all of the time. Very, very simple. We are the one, the only, at least in our head we are, best kosher media and marketing company out there. We help so many people create kosher, fulfill their dreams of opening up a restaurant, a business, a company, everything to do with kosher, social media management. We have some of the best and what I feel greatest clients in the kosher world running and managing all of aspects of their social media. We are a consulting branding firm. We do so much. If you go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com, go to the top to the consulting page, click it, and you'll read all about it. All about it, which is kind of great. We do great things, we create, and we help so, so much, and so many people. That being said, I hope that you follow us all over social media. You could find us on Instagram at Kosher Guru, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Where else? Of course, Facebook. We have a great Facebook page, Kosher Guru. And of course, our Facebook group, Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation, with over 7,100 organic people joining all the time, and it's growing every day. I hope you join our group. Look it up on Facebook. We have so much foodie fun talking about and posting about anything and everything kosher. Also, it's just fun. What do you mean also? It's just fun. It's a lot of fun, and you want to join it. It's fun. It really, really is. Also, YouTube. We have a great YouTube channel. I hope you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have so much going on our YouTube channel. Great videos, great educational videos, fun videos, Torah videos. So much going on. And I hope that you subscribe to the channel. You look at it. You like it, you enjoy it, you share the videos, and we want to hear your feedback. And we do have a WhatsApp group that we're constantly 24 hours a day talking and sharing ideas. Questions pop up in real time. If you want to join our WhatsApp group, email guru@thekosherguru.com. First name, last name, your phone number, and where we can find you on social media so we see who you are. We don't allow any trolls in there. We need to know everybody. And then, of course, our website, www.thekosherguru.com. It's a fantastic website, lots of blogs, recipes, posts. We just put up a brand new recipe this past week, strawberry rhubarb cups. Great for dessert. It's clean eating. We're trying to do a little bit of clean eating, especially the summertime coming up. People want to look their best and diet and watch what they're eating. So some great, great stuff out there. And really, that's, I guess, where you could find us all. If you want to partake in our pet peeve corner, tweet us and use hashtag Do You Guru. Do You Guru. I hope you do. So many people guru. And they do, and they enjoy guruing with us because Guru Nation is growing and growing all the time. We're going to get into our pet peeve corner first. Our pet peeve corner is a little tricky because we posted yesterday. It was posted all over social media about what was going on. The OK Kashrus organization has taken away their hashgacha from Basil, the highly sought after dairy restaurant in Crown Heights. Yes, this unfortunately happened as Gimel Tammuz, the yahrzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's going on in Crown Heights. I hope everyone's okay. What's going on? Each side put out statements. There was so much going on. They say that somebody who's not Jewish went into Basil Ben Avon Shabbos to water the plants. They asked for the video to see it. Basil didn't show it. There was so much going on. You could follow it all over social media right now. It's kind of crazy. But a lot of the pet peeve I want to discuss, Kashrus, the organizations, Moneymaker, a service to the community. So many people emailing, testing me, calling me up about this. It's so sad when these things and these situations happen. And I only wish the best for both sides. You never want to take away and you never want to hurt someone's parnasa. You want to make sure that you always could help. It's one of the biggest tzedakahs, a form of tzedakahs, is helping someone, you know, with their parnasa and helping them. I'm so grateful for so many people within the industry and outside the industry that's helped me throughout the years, and I always try to give back. But it's kind of a crazy story of what's going on. I know you're asking, someone who's not Jewish went into a kosher place on Shabbos, what are the plants? What do they have to go in for? Cut the plants? I don't know the whole story. It's kind of asking my honest opinion, a little for hoopa dinkle dinkle do, if you know what I mean. But I have to, you know, you want to trust the Rabbanim. You want to hope that everyone is erlich in the situation and would do the best. I do know that a lot of people have issues with certain restaurants when it comes to service and other issues, and I hope that they don't take it out on them for these type of reasons. And it's kind of, you know, kind of sad and kind of crazy that these things do happen, and that they did happen, but I don't know. But I want to hear your opinion. Everyone's calling me. I want to hear your opinion on what's going on. I want you to email guru@thekosherguru.com. I want you to let me know what you think of this. I really do. I do. I want to know what you guys think of this crazy situation that's going on out there. But anyway, we're going to move on because I don't want to take too much time on this. I just think it's so sad. I took a lot of time in this first segment on it. I think it's very, very sad what's going on both sides. I know that Basil put out a statement why it was taken away, that they're working, funding a new hashgacha, and that the mashgichim are all staying. And you can go onto their social media sites and see it. But that's really, really it. Also, let's move right along. Let's not take too much more time on this. Moving right along, I want to wish my good friend Mendel Siegel, Kansas City barbecue Rabbi Siegel. You can follow him all over. He won grand champion at the second St. Louis kosher barbecue competition that was held this week. It was actually an amazing, amazing event. I was not able to be there, but I was following it all over social media. And Mendel Siegel won the second annual grand champion. And this is the prelude to what's going to be in August, on August 21st in Philadelphia. The first ever Philadelphia kosher barbecue competition, which I hope you could all Google Havana Grilla kosher barbecue competition. You'll get the website, you'll see. I hope everybody will join us down in Philadelphia, as your host here will be the host and MC of that event, the first ever Havana Grilla kosher Philadelphia barbecue competition. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're all booked up and sold out on the teams, and it's going to be rocking out. It's a very close drive from the New York area, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I really hope that everybody comes down there. They enjoy it. It's a great event for the entire family. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun day. There's going to be beer competitions, face painters, a band, comedians. There's going to be so much going over there, and then, of course, Ari White of the Wondering Q will be there selling and serving up his barbecue smoked culinary treats, and so much more. You'll be able to taste and see and really experience a fantastic barbecue competition that is kosher, and for the entire family to enjoy and to be part of. And I really hope to see everybody down there. Excuse me. Just moving right along, I hope that if you can go, we're starting a new summertime barbecue grilling YouTube series. We did a few weeks ago on our YouTube channel, Joseph Mutter Pearl of Southside Sandwich Shop. The video is fantastic. And last week we had Executive Chef Daniel Rivera of T-Fusion. It has over, on Facebook, it has almost 12,000 views. If you go on YouTube and you go to our YouTube channel, you could take a look. Now, T-Fusion is a fantastic restaurant in Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York. Their Executive Chef Daniel Rivera is insanely, insanely talented. And he teaches us how to grill the perfect steak. Yes, you heard that correctly. How to grill the perfect steak on the barbie. It's great. It's fun. I hope that everybody could watch the video. Tell me what you think. The video is insane. Share it. Tell everybody all about it. And I think you're going to love it. I really, really do think you're going to love it. It's a great video. Very, very informative as well. I mean, very, very informative. And a lot of fun. Anyway, we are going to take a station break and a show break, as we are going to hear a few words from our sponsors. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, this evening. And we'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
It's really too bad that the first time you'll meet Kings County Auto Body is by accident. Accidents do happen, and Kings County, the collision damage auto accident experts, will do a bang-up job to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Kings County Auto Body is one of New York's largest independent precision collision and auto body shops, serving Brooklyn, Manhattan, Catskills, Lakewood, Monroe, Teaneck, and other areas in the New York, New Jersey region. They offer free computerized estimates as well as pickup and drop-off service. Let the many years of experience with insurance companies and damage adjusters help you save money, and aggravation insurance provided loaner cars are also available. Take it from me. When my car needed TLC to get moving again, it was King County to the rescue. From collision and glass repairs to parts and services to bodywork, Kings County Auto Body, 168 Woolworth Street in Brooklyn, gets the job done right. For the right price, foreign or domestic, all work is guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle.
Holy cow, Glatt Kosher charcuterie and sausages, creators of wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name. And we're back. This is your host, Kosher Guru, the one, the only, on the Nosh. Thank you so much, Holy Cow Crafted Kosher Charcuterie, for sponsoring this amazing show. We thank you so much, and we thank all of our sponsors. If you would like to be a sponsor, please email guru@thekosherguru.com, or you can message or email directly at Talkline Communications, as we are always looking for new sponsors to make this show even more amazing than it already is. I want to thank you so much, Holy Cow Crafted Kosher Charcuterie. We are looking forward to your launch of your amazing products that you continually showing us and messaging us and giving us all the behind the scenes. And we know that you were in Las Vegas this week rocking out an educational seminar as you are learning so much and so much more about the food industry, and you really are a leader within kosher. And really a visionary in what you bring to the market and what you do overall. A true, true, true visionary. Thank you so much. And as I know, you're a little bit delayed, but we are looking forward to having your products on the retail shelves very, 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 very soon. Okay, let's get back into our show. I do want to say that tomorrow, and I can't say much more, though I did get a phone call from them. I want to let everybody know that a big chesed is coming very, very soon for everyone to participate in. It's Achiezer, achiezer.org, A-C-H-I-E-Z-E-R.org. The gift of camp, 24 hours to make a child's summer. Will you open your heart to these children? I hope you will. For some, summer means misery. And if everybody could either tomorrow call Achiezer, or even better yet, go to their website, achiezer.org. I can't say much more, but it's starting on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, June 28th at 2 p.m., and you'll have 24 hours for them to reach their goals. We will be posting more on our social media, so please stay tuned to Instagram and Facebook of Kosher Gurus, Guru Nation, everywhere you follow us, to really get more of what we are talking about, which we will be telling you more shortly. I just can't share more because it's going to be a big, big surprise for everybody out there. But we are looking to help them. I'm doing this all for tzedakah, all for chesed, that we could send kids to camp and that they should have a beautiful, beautiful summer experience. So I hope that everybody does participate in the show. They will participate in this beautiful, beautiful chesed. And of course, if you're already doing chesed and tzedakah, don't forget to follow my friend Spielberg, Yossi Axelrod, and help him reach his goal on his Bike for Chai campaign. He's almost there. He needs that extra little push. So message Yossi Axelrod, a.k.a. Spielberg, and he will give you more details so he could reach his goal for Bike for Chai this summer. We hope to join Bike for Chai on an amazing, amazing trip. Okay, also, if you are looking to go away this summer, there are amazing deals to be had and amazing rooms at Honors Haven. My good friend Yossi Sablocki of Destinations, yes, that's Destinations Kosher Tours. He also does beautiful cruises. You could go to destinations613.com, call them at 845-794-6000. The number, once again, is 845-794-6000. They are doing midweek programs and beautiful Shabbosim at Honors Haven in Ellenville, New York, with beautiful culinary delights, tea rooms, Toameu, events,
programming, entertainment. It's going to be so much fun. The hotel is gorgeous. The grounds are amazing. They have, it used to be called the Falls. We used to have the beautiful Falls, less than a mile walk. You could go there on Shabbos, see the beautiful scenery, hike, enjoy. There's so much to do there, so much going on. I hope that everybody really partakes and has a beautiful summer and these great weekend getaways at Honors Haven. It's only 2 hours away, or maybe a little over 2 hours from New York City. Can't always say the traffic, but you don't have to fly. You don't have to travel for hours and hours. It's a great, great spot to have a weekend away. And all kosher? That's amazing! Yes, indeed it is. I do want to talk about something that I've been grilling up recently and really enjoying. I've been doing tastings and demos with them, and they're just a great company to deal with, Meal Mart. Meal Mart retail items are hitting the store shelves like crazy from their Yapchik. Ooh, almost every Erev Shabbos, I put a 9x13 pan of their Yapchik in the oven. We have it Erev Shabbos. We enjoy it with some scotch and grieven and pchan. You know, we start off with herrings before. It's just an amazing, amazing chill. My good friend Shlomi Klein of Joy of Kosher Magazine enjoys the Yapchik that we have from Meal Mart with our CFO and CEO here in the Five Towns. I've been using their sliders as well. They're great, great sliders. Come beautifully packaged. But even more so that I've been falling for more and more as the days go on are their sausages. Now, Meal Mart has some beautiful sausages. They have the Bavarian Knackwurst, which I really do enjoy. Their Polish sausage is great. Their Italian sausage has a little bit of a kick to it, a little spicy, but not too spicy. And anyone who knows me personally knows that because of my heartburn, I don't eat spicy food because it just doesn't agree with my heartburn. But this I really enjoy, but their Mexican chorizo is probably one of my favorite. Great sausages on the market. They do great work. Love being part of the Meal Mart family in terms of doing their tastings and demos and actually falling in love with a product that you taste and demo is even more so. My family loves it. They only ask for Meal Mart sausages by name. Each one of my kids has a different favorite. From my daughter who does like the hot Italian, my son loves the Mexican chorizo, my little one loves the Bavarian. Of course, my wife loves the Polish, so we get them all and we enjoy them, and it's really, really fantastic. They grill perfectly, they're great, and if you haven't tried these 100% all-beef sausages, now is your time to try it. You really, really should. Insane. You'll thank me later, you'll email me, whatever you got to do. Find me over social media, but you will thank me later. I know you will. On that being said, of course, I got to mention that we have a lot more tastings coming up, but I've also done so much work with my friends over at Sonny and Joe. Sonny and Joe's is a great company to be part of, a great team to be part of. I love dealing with them. But more so, if you haven't tried their home-style hummus, you need to try. We're going to do some tastings in Brooklyn coming up. Hopefully one or two in Manhattan and around at different fairways, ShopRites, and of course your local kosher supermarkets. But you want to try their home-style products, from the matbucha to the Turkish salad tahini, and the home-style hummuses are my favorite. They are fantastic. You don't have that chemically aftertaste and those aftertastes from the other retail brands, but I truly, truly believe that with that being said, you should definitely, definitely try the Sonny and Joe's home-style brands. A lot of them are on sale. They have been on sale the past few weeks in different retailers and groceries, depending where you're located. But check them out. They're great, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. Now, I do want to talk about an event I was at last night. Now, this event was an event of epic proportions and a magnitude that cannot be counted on a traditional counter, and that is the Bon and Oak event. Now, Bon and Oak teamed up with Team Kosher Guru. We helped market this event and did so much, and really, they sold out because of all the hard work that we did and because of Guru Nation that comes through and enjoys coming to these events and enjoys rocking out at these epic events and enjoying the food. Yes, yes, yes. I know you know it's all true. I know everyone loves these amazing foodie events that Team Kosher Guru teams up with other event people. And stay tuned because we're going to be having a lot more events coming up as well. But last night's event was fantastic. It was at the Greenpoint Terminal warehouse. fantastic venue. It was gorgeous. Reminded me of being inside a Bison and Bourbon. That's how beautiful the venue was. It was the beer, bourbon, and barbecue event. Now, my good friends from Judd's Memphis Kitchen was outside making $100 burgers and frying up beautiful fried chicken. Not schnitzel. Real. Home southern fried chicken. You had my friends at Bison and Bourbon had a beautiful booth there. Beast Barbecue from upstate New York and Wesley Hills. By the way, if you're up on your way going to the Catskills, make sure to stop off for a little pick-me-up break at Beast Barbecue in Wesley Hills. There was so many events. My Banner Smoked Fish, their gravlax, pastrami lox, insane, along with the short ribs from 550. Their restaurant that they are partners in Cedarhurst, New York. There were so many great people over there. My friends of Grow and Behold were there. And Boondocks, one of my favorite. Okay, so two of my favorite bourbons last night that I tried. I'm not a real beer guy, though. I got to give Schmaltz Brewery Company. Montauk was great also, and Schmaltz was great last night. Boondocks Bourbon. The taster there was fantastic. The Yellow Label was my favorite. I'm not recalling the name right now, but the Yellow Label was my favorite on the Boondocks last night. Widow Jane was there. Widow Jane, fantastic bourbon. There was a 10-year-old. I, once again, blanking out on all of the details, but there was a 10-year-old Widow Jane, which was fantastic. And Boondocks, loved it. It was such a great night. Also, Sunday and Joe's gave out homestyle hummuses for everyone to take home. I was packing in the bags and taking all the hummus off the tables. It was great, great event. The outdoor area there was great. If you're ever in the Greenpoint area, you just want to go and chill, it's beautiful. It really, really is. So many little bars and clubs to be part of, just to go and check it out. Nothing's kosher there, but just to walk around at night and see it and chill, it was beautiful. But this event that Bon and Oak did was literally an amazing event. They had Zusha, a band there, the VIP area that was decorated beautifully, just a great hangout. My friends Wolf and Lamb were there. Brooklyn Steakco is there. There was just so much going on, so much food. I'm telling you, the food was insane. We worked with Bon Oak on their first event, which was their wine event, which was amazing. The food was fantastic over there. There we had really, really high-end restaurants. It was fantastic. Bison and Bourbon also had they sponsored the bar, and they had all of their drinks, or I shouldn't say all, a few of their drinks from the restaurant there that they had their bartenders and staff preparing for everybody, open bar all night long. I really have to give Zohar and Sarah Kaufman a major shout out for everything that you did yesterday and teaming up with Team Kosher Guru to help you rock out this amazing, amazing event, which even makes it more noteworthy of what you keep on doing. And I wish you much hatzlach. We had Sarah on the show last week, and she was telling us how amazing the event was. And it really was. You came through. It was a sold-out crowd, about 400 people there. Everyone had a fantastic time. World of Chantilly desserts. Oh, beautiful pastries from World of Chantilly. The entire night was just really, really elegantly done. And I wish that you could see pictures on my Instagram, on my Facebook group. It was just nicely, nicely done. And I really, really wish that if you didn't join, you'll stay tuned when we talk about other events coming up. But it really was a fantastic time. Everybody had a great time. We had a raffle online. Winners came, they enjoyed, it was a lot of fun. Okay, so we're really, that's really it for today's show here on The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. As I said, I'd love to hear what everybody wants me to talk about, if you want me to review any products, talk about any products. Also, don't forget to get Ami Magazine inside their food section of Whisk Kosher Guru News Chips. I have a beautiful full-page article that I write. Yes, I'm a journalist as well. Oh, real press over here. Real, real press. If you pick it up, check out, please check out the news chips inside of Whisk, my weekly article. If you want me to talk about anything, you want to reach out to me, guru@thekosherguru.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another wonderful and amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Wishing everybody a good night. A good Shabbos this week. A happy 4th of July weekend, because I won't speak to you afterwards. Make sure you grill some amazing food and enjoy. Everybody, peace out. Be well.